It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Well, hope you're having a good Thursday evening. Sean Stiers with Dean Huppert, and we're, of course, presented by Midland Engineering Company. We're also presented by Kevin Putz from First Midwest Mortgage, Mishawaka Education Foundation, School City of Mishawaka, and Thor Industries. The Brian Kelly Radio Show is 24 minutes away, 7:30, right here on WSBT. Special guests with Jack Nolan and Brian Kelly tonight are Fighting Irish quarterbacks coach Tom Reese and his dad, Bill, who is now also part of the Notre Dame staff. With us here tonight on Caveman Corner is the cross-country coach and the girls' track coach at Mishawaka High School, Chris Kovaleski. How you doing, Chris?
Thank you, Sean. Doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Appreciate it. This is a guy I got to keep happy because he's three of my 19 coaches. So, yeah. Coach Kovaleski coaches boys and girls cross country, also girls track, and has been at Mishawaka 16 years. Hard to believe because I can actually remember when he was coming out of high school, and I've covered him a long time. Always been one of my favorite coaches, and one of those guys you get on the phone or you get a text message, and he's going to get right back to you.
Always good.
Oh, very, very helpful. So now it's a pleasure to be in the same department. And part of Mishawaka pride for you, it's got to be amazing going from one season and then preparing for track. But at the same time, you've become the running expert in the Princess City.
Yeah, I'm head coach of three teams, and it's three times the headaches. And we do get but it's anytime you're dealing with teenagers, constantly trying to keep them happy and keep the Princess City relays what we have in the track season. I think that's the premier girls track event in the area. And once our track gets completed, I think we're going to have a phenomenal first rate athletic event, not just in track, but I think in athletics.
Yeah. When you think about, and Sean, what I appreciate about Coach Kovaleski is he's a positive guy, but there's a part of you that's got to be tenacious because you get so much out of those kids. And I'm not sure if it's the respect factor that they just bring back to you because of the respect you give them. But there's got to be some young coaches out there who are looking for some keys to success. So what have you learned in your career that has really brought the most out of some of your athletes? Because where they start at the beginning of the season or where they start as a freshman, there's always improvement in your programs.
Yeah, you know, I've learned a lot of things in 22 years as a head coach. And you fail a lot. And there's a lot of things that you do wrong. And you have to learn from those mistakes. I think once the kids figure out you generally care about them, that you have your heart in it, you can't fake it in coaching if you really want long-term success. And so we have a few years ago, I was watching a show on ESPN, and the coach was having some problems with discipline, and he was not doing things the right way. And it came back at them, and we have to promote a culture, a program, where the kids and the coaches generally care about each other.
Sure.
And everybody, the coaches and the athletes, I don't care what level, want to get better every single day.
Yeah.
And if the coach takes, if they're showing love towards the JV athletes, the varsity athletes are going to say, hey, you know, he's in it for the right reasons. And we have to do things the right way. So every time we make a decision as a coaching staff, are we doing this because we care about the athletes? Are we doing it because we're trying to get better? And are we doing it the right way? Wins or losses, the longer you're in coaching, realize is not that important. And they're shallow in the long term. But if we can build quality student athletes, I get a lot more fulfillment out of that as a coach personally, seeing a JV athlete achieve a personal goal. And I think it motivates the varsity athletes. So that culture starts with that. That's one of the key things I've learned.
Chris, it's not uncommon for cross-country coaches to coach both the boys and the girls. And it's obviously the same sport, but at the same time, yeah. it's two different teams.
There's
a lot.
Teams,
how do you kind of manage that?
Some of my peers in coaching, they'll tell you the same thing. Girls, you're coaching emotions. Boys, you're coaching egos. And the girls will run hard for you if they're having a good day. The boys, if they'll have a good day if they have a good performance. So the boys, their performance is a lot tied into their attitude. The girls, they got to have their mind and their attitude in the right place before they start, really. So the team chemistry, it can be different. So we do a lot of things together for the boys and girls, but we have to look at them as completely different programs. And I think any coaches out there who coach females, you need to have positive female assistant coaches that, you know, they can go to, because there's when I got a bunch of girls that are crying and not having a good day, I can always turn to my I have wonderful assistant coaches in Wendy Melton and Lauren Aborkovich and Shelby Faltinsky, and they're so positive and that they turn around and they'll come to me and say, this is the reason why. So yeah, you're coaching emotions and egos, and you have to find out what's going on that day.
That's funny that you say that, because it's not just kids. I can't talk for the girls, but growing up and, you know, from a boy to a man, and it's the same thing. You have a good show, you have a great day at work, and you kind of puff your chest out a little bit, and you feel pretty good, and it's like, all right, I had a good day. But some days it doesn't always turn out that way, does it?
No, that's exactly right. It's interesting that you look at it that. Now, you said you can do some things together. What are maybe some of those things that you can?
We'll do a lot of our workouts together. When we were coaching Anna, you may have some girls, and a lot of teams will have this, where they have highly successful girls. They sometimes are running away from the pack of the girls. So we'll do some of our workouts together while mixing the groups. But our stretching circles, anything that we're doing, team dynamics, that's always separate, because it's a lot of a social component. And so before and after, we add in, I want the teams socially together, but the workouts we'll do together. The runs will be together. But pre and post run and workout, they're separate.
And we'll talk about the Anna experience here in a little while, but you got a heck of a team this year. When you talk about the NIC championships last week, and I was over at Oxbow Park and just proud to see those girls coming in a pack, and they finished third. Our boys finished fourth, and some quality runners. And you talk about some kids who run with passion, and I love the kid Jonathan Groom. When he's coming across, it's like, yeah! And you just know that he's poured everything into it. And Kyra, talk about her. One of the top 10 runners now in Mishawaka cross country.
Yeah, we had Kyra Young is number 7 all-time Mishawaka, and ironically, she is squeezed right between number 6 and number 7 are her teammates, Faith Quintana and Damaris Wyatt. And so she has some peers on the team that, teach her how to be a caveman in cross country. Each team has a certain culture, and we do it the Mishawaka way, the caveman way. And I think having Faith and Damaris and Rachel Albera, her teammates, run with her every day, it has really helped Kyra blossom into a phenomenal runner. And she loves, more than anything, when I first got to Mishawaka, not all the girls like to run. And that was tough, trying to convince people to run fast if they didn't like to run.
I can really relate to that.
Running is not for everybody.
Put a ball in my hand and I'll go all day. But it's just running, it's like, oh, man, it just seems like work.
I always used to say, it's one thing to run to condition for a sport.
Yeah, you're chasing that little ball.
But it's another thing when that is your sport and that's all you're doing is running.
And the kids, I think this team loves to run. They like running, and I think more than anything I've been proud of as a coach is that we're trying to build a culture in which the athletes, when they graduate, they will stay runners for their entire lives. They may not be in training the entire time, but, I come across a lot of former runners, and they're in their 20s and 30s. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, I ran with one of my former clay athletes. He's been performing on Broadway, Nicholas Belton, on the Comet of 1812, and he's still running, and he just wanted to get together and go for a run because he misses that camaraderie of going out for a run and just talking, catching up on things.
Yeah, you're obviously a mentor and a coach for a lot of people, but was there somebody when you were growing up who gave you that spark or that love for running? Can you remember back and say, you know what, this is something I want to do, and maybe you point to that person?
Yeah, Mark Tobolsky was my high school coach, and he's the principal over at Elkhart Memorial. And I showed up for a summer track practice between my freshman and sophomore years. I played football freshman year, and I played football in middle school too. So I knew I was a runner. The best thing I was on the football team was when we had to do laps. I would beat everybody in laps. I figured, all right, I'm not sure if I'm going to get any playing time, but man, I can really run. So Mark talked to me, and he saw that we did a mile, and he said, probably you should be running, and I did the him and Hall teenager thing, you know, maybe, no. My mom worked together with, that's what moms are for. They understand what you need to be doing. It's not what you want to do, but what you should be doing. And the combination of my mom and Tobolsky dragging me out of class, refusing to take no for an answer. And then once, I think what a lot of, when I get these kids out, the runners out, the culture, I found out this is something I like. My friends are on the team. And so when I'm trying to recruit a runner, I look back to my high school days, and if I have their friends on the team, and if, you know, I'm trying to tell them this is something, it's not about running, but are you going to have fun? Your friends are on the team. We have something positive. Our motto is we want this to be the best part of their day. The best part of their day. And it was. And when I started, and suddenly I had a motivation to wake up every morning to go to cross, to go to school because I knew cross country was after.
Yeah.
And when you say you're trying to recruit a runner, when you look at a kid, even if they're not currently a runner, is there something, a personality trait, just something you can see that, that says, you know, I think you should be out there?
Determination and grit. I mean, running is not easy, especially distance running. You have to be patient. So I look at students who are also good students. If you're willing to apply yourself in the classroom, then I know you can apply yourself to running. The kids who read because they have to have the patience and to determination. So I am looking for kids who are very self-motivated. You can't be lazy and be a good runner. And there's other sports where they can get by on their talent level alone, and you can't do that and running too much. And so I look at who their friends are. You know, are they going to have friends that are going to promote, and you know, the good people that hang out with? Because some of them will get teased that, hey, you're on the cross-country team, you know, and it's not cool. We're trying to make it cool. And I'll try to get some, and we got a great JV group of kids on our team. And I love them because they make the team fun. And it makes it fun that people want to come out, and it makes it a much better atmosphere for the varsity athletes.
You know, sometimes the best stories come when we're off air, and you told us a story that I didn't even know about through all these years. But you were at Clay and then LaPorte, but you almost didn't end up at Mishawaka. You've had a phenomenal career with the Mishawaka Cavemen, but it almost wasn't to be.
Yeah, I was getting frustrated because everybody's telling me that I'm going to get a teaching job because I've been coaching at, I had a history of coaching at Clay and LaPorte. But, you know, hey, I'm a dime a dozen. I'm a male history teacher. And so I was getting frustrated, you know, couldn't get anything local. And I accepted a job to teach out in Arizona. And I was going to live in a trailer teaching the Navajo out in the middle of the desert. And I said, hey, I'm just going to become a wild man, just do some running out in the desert, enjoy it, get away from it. And Mishawaka, Steve Jones, the old boys track coach at Mishawaka, who just got put in the Hall of Fame, was walking past the director of human resources, Dave Fisher, and Jones just happened to say to him, have you called Kovaleski yet? And it's like, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I need to call him. And they were about ready to hire somebody else for the position, and they turned around and called me. And I said, I already have a job. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Then they said, well, you know, I went out to dinner with some of my buddies after a run, and they basically, I told them what I was doing, and they looked at me like I was stupid. You're going to teach and live in a trailer in the desert.
And you were excited about it. You had sold yourself on it.
Yeah, and pass up a job to teach and coach in a local height like Mishawaka. Yeah. So I called him up and I said, all right, I'll come in for an interview. And in the middle of the interview, we're sitting there. There's a thunderstorm out and lightning struck right outside the window. And Max Eby, phenomenal associate principal at Mishawaka, said, that's a sign. See, God's trying to tell you something. You need to take this job or else. So,
well, we got to tell your buddies that we're going to take them out for dinner sometime because it's changed Mishawaka for the better.
You would have been raking leaves, though, if you had moved to the desert.
No, so. I wouldn't have been that, no.
No snow.
That's right. All right, it's 7:19. We need to take a break. Brian Kelly radio show is 11 minutes away. Chris Kovaleski, the cross-country coach and girls track coach at Mishawaka, is with us. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Honor Roar, probably maybe one of the most successful runners you've had. You can talk about her a little bit. We'll do that when we return. Caveman Corner on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Caveman Corner presented by Midland Engineering continues on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. We've got Mishawaka Caveman football tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when the Cavemen travel to Marion. Last road game of the regular season, second to the last regular season game, the pregame show. brought to you by School City of Mishawaka, is at 6:45 tomorrow night right here, Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM WSBT.
Hey, quick update. We've got a champion in the girls' basketball elementary. Twin Branch Elementary beat the Beeger Bulldogs 46-31. So congratulations to those girls. That's pretty cool. I'm going to put a picture on at Caveman Sports on our Twitter account.
All right.
They actually had it at the Cave tonight. So those little girls got to play there in sixth grade basketball. But one of my favorite stories about cross country in Ann Arbor was my wife was out running on Thanksgiving morning, and she comes back and she's like, yeah, it was a fun run. I passed Ann Arbor this morning. I said, you what? I said, nobody passes
Ann
Arbor.
Was she walking?
She said, well, she was coming the other way. I said, hi. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But we have the coach who coached Ann Arbor in high school, that former volleyball player at Mishawaka. Yeah. And what a special time in your life and your career and her career, obviously, too.
Yeah, I definitely won the lottery with Anna. Not just with Anna, but I think with her family. Her parents, Katie and Wendell, just phenomenal support.
Yeah.
And so the athlete, I mean, it's not easy coaching elite athletes, and they have to have the right mindset, the right support. And so I won the lottery multiple times with Anna. And so, yeah, it was a kind of surreal experience to find the right athlete in the right time of my career. So
it's state champ, national champ, also in the band, which was really cool that she was able to do that. But, you know, we would cover it and talk about it, but how good was this girl? How good is she in the history of Indiana in girls cross country?
She is by far the best runner in the history of Indiana
cross country,
by far. I don't know if her record is. I would like to say her records will never be broken in Indiana history, and I think it's unanimous among all the coaches. So she is a legend in her own time in Indiana. It was really fun. Anna's a very humble, down-to-earth girl. She doesn't like a lot of attention. When we go to meets, you would just see the crowd. Runners come up and would want interviews. They would want pictures with her. And when she overcame her injuries, I think that made her even more of a hero in the eyes of a lot of runners that I can do this too, across the nation. Coach Sparks, Matt Sparks at Notre Dame, is doing a wonderful, wonderful job with her. And he did mention, even when he had Molly Seidel, who was the national champion there, recruits would come in and they would want to talk about Anna. So she has transcended, I think, running, but also just in sports and inspirational.
And she could have won a state championship, but you had to shut her down. She actually had broken bones in both of her feet. And what was impressive about that is after the state championship, and she was sitting there watching it on the computer at her home, but she told me afterwards, she's like, I was so happy for that girl that she had a chance to win that state championship. It must have been a tough decision, but on the other hand, a right decision for a girl with such an amazing future.
Yeah, we had to be very patient with her. I found out very early, her freshman year, she got hurt, and there's no indications that she was all conference or would have been an all conference runner if she would have finished her freshman year, but we had no indication how good she was going to be. And when she was hurt after her freshman, during the summer, we had some hints on it, how good she was going to be. And when after that first race, her sophomore year, Katie Rohrer came up to me, and she ran the fastest time in the state, and she looked, was that fast? And I was kind of like, it's like, well, yeah, now she's on the national radar now. Yeah. I think she transcended the state but also the national radar, and I had to talk to her. It's like, look, there's this race at the end of the year. It's called the Foot Locker National Championships. I think we have a chance. And just to mention that and talk to the parents about that was surreal in my own mind, because I never thought. The 2 years I was at LaPorte, I just missed Mike Fout.
Mike Fout's around.
And Mike Fout went on to win a national championship for LaPorte. And I always wondered, if I would have stayed at LaPorte, would I had an opportunity to coach Mike Fout?
Dean, we've got just 1 minute. I'll let you have anything you want to get in before we wrap up.
Yeah, just that time and now, how has that helped Mishawaka cross country in just a few seconds to not only put the track and cross country program, but do you see it, the ripple effects of that?
A little bit, yes. I'm on this. We're talking cross country on the radio, so that's one reason. Yeah. So, it has. I think it's definitely given me our program, myself, a lot of credibility. Cross country was suddenly talked about among the staff and among the peers. So I think that's what people started paying attention to cross country. So she was great for the sport.
Chris, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in tonight. Good stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chris Kovaleski, the cross country coach, boys and girls, at Mishawaka. For Dean Huppert, I'm Sean Stiers. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, Mishawaka Cavemen Football, presented by Midland Engineering, 7 o'clock when the Cavemen travel to Marion High School, and the pregame show brought to you by School City of Mishawaka, 645 right here on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM WSBT. Brian Kelly Radio Show is next.